I'd like to thank you for inviting me to stay this very nice institute and for giving me a chance to give my talk. Today, I'd like to talk about a new Celtic inflation in supergravity. And this talk is based on these two papers. This one is done with by myself, and another one is done with Masahide Yamaguchi. Probably he is now in Sabah. I think he is in the Sabah also. And probably everyone here knows this stuff, but probably it would be nice for me to start with this things. Possibly it's a very nice warm-up for speak English. This is a motivation. The cosmological inflation is very great idea to solve the problem, for example, the horizon problem and the brightness problem, and also explain the density fluctuation in the cosmic microwave background, which is recently observed very precisely. So, very nice. And also, the among the many inflation scenarios, chaotic inflation doesn't severely suffer from the initial condition problem and yields a relatively larger tensor to scalar ratio compared to the other scenario of inflation. So, and then also it will be detected by the prime satellite, which is going to be launched soon in 2009. So it's very good time to consider chaotic inflation. And also, in high energy physics, we know the great idea of the supersymmetry. The supersymmetry solves the gauge hierarchy problem. Usually, in the standard model of particle physics, we have Higgs field. Then it suffers from the large quantum correction for their mass. So the Higgs mass gives the extra weak scale. So that means the extra weak scale is not stabilized. So, but if you use the supersymmetry, the extra weak scale can be stabilized. So this is a very great idea that in a standard model of high energy physics. So I think very natural to consider the combination of supersymmetry with the inflation. So natural progress would be supersymmetric inflation. However, it is known that the scalar potential in supergravity has a difficulty to satisfy the slow roll condition. The usual inflation, most of the inflation use the slow roll inflation. Then you need a slow roll condition for scalar potential for the inflaton. So it's a very crucial problem to achieve the inflation. This is called the eta problem. Then, so what is the eta problem? So let me see what it is. The scalar potential V in supergravity has two different contributions, BF and BD. And BF is called the F-term potential, and it is given in terms of a super potential W and the scalar potential K. And then it takes a form like this. And then point is here, it has the
the exponential factor of the Kara potential. And if an inflaton field takes a minimum Kara potential like this, then you can see F term potential has to take form like this, and then this is the exponential of the Kara potential. And this factor prevents the inflaton field from taking a large VB because it takes it costs a large energy to take a large VB. So this is the problem, especially for chaotic inflation scenario, because then inflaton field needs to take a large VB of order Planck scale. So on the other hand, BD, another contribution to scalar potential, is called the D term potential, and it is given by the momentum map of gauge groups and the gauge function FAB, and it takes a form like this. And if you take a canonical gauge function like this, so you can have the familiar form of D term potential. And then here is there is no the exponential factor like this. So this is a point. So therefore, one can avoid the eta problem by considering the inflation models, where then inflaton gives the dominant contribution to the D term potential over the F term potential during the inflation period. So that means that we can use the D term potential instead of F term potential, so we can avoid the eta problem. This is the idea of D term inflation. But until recently, using the D term potential, chaotic inflation hasn't been considered. Then Kaduta and Yamaguchi, they gave a chaotic inflation by using the D-term potential. But their model has the D-term potential, which is a cultic term of the inflaton field. This type of model doesn't appear to be favored by the recent WMAP observation. In this talk, so I will propose a simple D-term inflation model with a quadratic potential of an inflaton field. The inflaton field in this model enters like quite a porous parameter in Lagrangian. Its superpartner boson plays a role of the Zuckerberg field giving a mass to a gauge boson, as we will see soon. So now the model I propose is the n equal 1 supersymmetry U1 gauge theory with a chiral superfield. And the chiral superfield transforms under the gauge transformation non-linearly like this. And the B is a U1 vector superfield, and then it transforms as usual. And then lambda here is the transformation parameter, which is also the chiral superfield, and M is a mass parameter. And then probably later you will see that this M that gives the mass to, this is the mass for inflaton field. And we will take the Kara potential to be this. And at this stage, we don't introduce the super potential. And this just gives a rise to a free massive gauge multiplet. Very simple the theory. And then B has the gauge enol and gauge bosons and auxiliary field D. And S has two real fields, rho, theta. And also the superpartner, psi alpha, and the auxiliary field F. And the best luminal gauge, you can see the S the transform nonlinearly. So this U1, the spontaneously broken, then rho is eaten by gauge boson. And then upon a gauge transformation like this, there is no rho at all in the Lagrangian. And you have a massive gauge multiplet remain. This one, the gauge boson, and the gauge enol and the superpartner of the spin out component of S, the form Y Dirac spinner. And upon the counting the degree of freedom, you need a real scalar, one real scalar. So this is a massive gauge multiplet. Then in this model, you can see the D term potential is given by this. This is the usual form. And then now the eta enters in the momentum map like this with the mass scale m. So if you put, if you substitute this into this, so you have the just the mass term for theta. And it's interesting that theta, pi to e porous parameter like this. So yeah, so as I said before, the theta play a role of the pi to e porous parameter, but this time the theta is not parameter, it's a dynamical field. And so in this case, we didn't introduce the superpotential, so there is no F term potential. And thus the scalar potential is given by the term potential only, so you have the very simple potential. And then this is a simple chaotic inflation model with a quadratic potential in supergravity. So there is no the eta problem. And then in order to explain the primordial density fluctuation, you need to take the inflaton mass of order 10 to 13 GeV. And then so far, we don't introduce the usual the matter of the supersymmetric standard model. So the so far the model doesn't give a rise to the any reheating. So in order to give a rise to reheating, we needed to introduce the fields of the supersymmetric standard model and couple the inflaton field to them. So now that we will consider the reheating and the leptogenesis. So we add the another scalar potential to the previous scalar potential like this. And then this is the gauge invariant combination of the U1, previous U1. And the NI is the light-handed neutrino superfield. And I introduced the three generation here. And the KSSM is the usual scalar potential of supersymmetric standard model. So it doesn't include S and B. And also Z here is a coupling constant, new coupling constant. And MP is the reduced Planck scale as usual. And superpotential, now that we needed to introduce, is a standard one. So this one is the myelinomas, and this one is a Yukawa coupling for right-handed neutrino and left-handed lepton and uptype the Higgs field. And then WSSM, the remaining superpotential of supersymmetric standard model. Yeah.
Form of the Keller potential for Keller tropic S.
S. Yes. All right. You mean the kinetic stuff? I have the kinetic stuff here, and we add to the yeah. Third. This is very confusing. And
then also, this superpotential doesn't include S, because we assumed all fields other than S are neutral under the previous U1 gauge symmetry. So this is the model. Then you can see the previous U1 D-down potential is modified into this. Previous one, there is no term, but now we have the extra term. And also, now we have the super potential. So now there is the F term potential, BF, like this. Then this one is the usual one. And then this is an extra factor. That's the point for eta problem. Then now, this is a good point. This factor work well. Then in Keller potential, we have term like this. This is the usual the Keller potential. And then this one is the extra term. But during the inflation, the inflaton takes a large BV of order Planck scale. So this value is very large. So thanks to the factor, this one. So other fields try to banish the F-term potential. So, and indeed you can check that if inflaton field takes large value, then you can see that this potential goes to zero. So in this situation, during the inflation, the neutrino field and the other field takes the almost zero BB. Then you can see this factor goes to zero, so BF that goes to zero. So main contribution is still given by D term potential, like this one. Therefore, we modify the theory to achieve the heating and the left genesis. But additional, so modification doesn't spoil our inflation model. So still we have the inflation. Then after inflation, the inflaton dominantly decay into the neutrinos via the interaction like this. This one is coming from the D-term potential. Yeah, and then this is a dominant interaction. And now the assuming the first generation of neutrino is lighter than the other generation and inflaton, then inflaton can only decay into the first generation. So you can find the dominant decay is given by this. And this decay gives the decay rate of the inflaton. And then you can find that is given by this. And now that by using this decay rate, you can calculate the heating temperature. And then you can find the heating temperature is a successful value like this. And it is not so that high the heating temperature. That it is very phenomenologically viable value. And also the leptogenesis occurs after the inverton decay via Yukawa interaction, as often discussed. So this is not new. This is just the usual scenario of the leptogenesis. And so as usual, the people assume this inequality condition. Then you can show that lepton asymmetry is given by this. And then actually, this one is order one. The other factor is order one. So this one can be comparable to expected value of the lepton asymmetry given by the baryon asymmetry. So this is quite good. But finally, I have to make a remark on not so good point. This model, unfortunately, is not natural at all. We assume the Kara potential, this one. But this combination is a gauge invariant combination. So you could add more higher power of this combination. So if you add those higher power terms, so inflation model would spoil to successful inflation. So this is a disappointing point, but module at this point, that probably this model is a very interesting idea. So I will stop here. Sorry, too short.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Thank you, speaker again.
Thank you.